Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hi everybody, Kathy Love here. Nice to be back in your ears with a podcast episode where I'm able to share a few thoughts. Goodness. So I'm recording this in April and COVID-19 has kind of come across our desks, hasn't it? And, you know, we're a few weeks into this situation. I'm not sure how many allied health business owners out there had a pandemic plan up their sleeve. I know that a couple did, but the vast majority of allied health business owners, as I kind of hear it, have really had to dial up so much. And what everyone has achieved is just absolutely mind-bendingly remarkable. So kudos to allied health business owners who are tuning into and listening to this, to those business owners that got their systems and technology sorted, that got their teams safe in the workplace or safe working from home, their home bases, those that got their clients converted to telehealth literally overnight, certainly in the course of a week or two, that have got their entrepreneurial boots pulled on with remarkable creativity and, you know, dare I say, a little bit of craziness as well, to get all of their services reimagined and online. So the groups I've seen, the evaluations I've seen, the meetings I've seen, so on and so forth, is like no other period of innovation that certainly I have witnessed in my 30-something year professional career. So kudos for getting that done. I'm certainly encouraging business owners to be running a journal during this time. It's never too late to start a journal. But I likened it to a ship captain running a logbook. I'm sure they still run logbooks. But to keep daily records or even sort of just notes right across the course of a day of all of your thinking and opportunities and challenges and how you made decisions around things, so that you A, have a time capsule for what March and April, probably May and maybe June were like in 2020, but also to just sort of, yeah, keep some running records, albeit handwritten, hand typed, to sort of frame up your decisions and your thinking behind some of the actions that you took, just in case you are ever required to have to recall your thinking around a particular business activity that you did or did not do. So just a little thought, I digress. That wasn't even what I was going to talk about, but there you go. You are welcome. That is what you got. But it's just really providing a bit of a memory, a bit of an external frontal lobe. Should you need to, yeah, be recalled to provide any details, it's going to be quite hard to come back and think about what you did on the 20th of April, whatever it was. Alrighty, so yeah, what I've witnessed is just a remarkable development of pivoting, of repurposing, of repositioning. I'm not too fond of the pivot word, but I love this idea of what businesses have done to not only survive the COVID-19 experience, but to actually thrive and to even strive through it. And out there, there are allied health businesses that are profitable, just as busy as usual. They might have dropped a little, but others have actually exceeded some of their targets, their financial revenue targets as well, and some of their profit targets. So it is possible to thrive during these turbulent times, and hence some of that entrepreneurial crazy that I am just loving from all over the country, all over the world for that matter as well. What the topic of my conversation, albeit with myself right now, is for today is what I'm starting to hear about, and it's coming a little bit across main broadsheet media, and let's include Facebook and all of those other social media platforms in there as well, is sort of some commentary, and it's come up in my conversations as well, and it is about this concept of back to normal. So that is the title for this podcast episode, Back to Normal. And you know, you're not going to be surprised one iota when I actually really want to challenge this concept of back to normal. First of all, who knows what normal is or was? And everybody, we all had our own version of normal back in, you know, February or January, or certainly across last year, 2019. So my question to you out there listening is, do you actually want to go back to normal? Do you have such attachment to it that that is the only kind of sort of lifestyle, business style, work style, team style, service style that you want in weeks and months to come? And you will all make totally awesome decisions around that. What I do want to just poke at a little bit is challenge this concept of normal. And in fact, what you have now, as we will come out of hibernation, is to view the world very differently. And we will be forced to view the world very differently because the world will be very different going forward. So let's just go a little macro on things and then we'll go super micro. So you've got some good takeaways at the end of this conversation. So the world is starting to kind of be different already. Who would have thought that fish and dolphins would be happily returning to the canals of Venice? Who knew that trees would be functioning more effectively in our great big rainforests and our lungs of the world? Who knew that you could see right across the landscape in our great big cities of Los Angeles and Shanghai and Beijing and Los Angeles and London? Who knew that you could sort of see the Himalayas from all of those incredible big cities from hundreds of miles away? So whilst we have been sent to our room, possibly by Mother Nature, there is a remarkable result happening on that global level that might encourage some of us to kind of rethink our responsibility towards the planet. So I'll leave that one there, just elegantly parked on the side, that maybe it will challenge our thinking about how we engage with the planet going forward. Certainly, as I've had to cancel out the flights that I had booked in my diary, I'm sort of thinking, wow, good. That's one less set of emissions that I need to offset elsewhere, as I usually do. So, yeah, there might be a little bit of different thinking about how we engage as human citizens on the planet. Fair to say, and we're seeing this very much already, is that economics will be different. Economics, politics will be different, systems are different, services are different. They are now and they will be. What we don't know is the extent of those modifications and those differences going forward. Certainly the commentators that I tend to follow are suggesting that this is the recession that we are overdue for. I'm sure you're reading in the news about the statistics indicating maybe that it's a depression, maybe it's even something different again. Lots of ways to be right on this. Every, we all have access to the interwebs and we can all be experts in our own opinions. But encouraging you to be thinking about what the economy may or may not, probably most likely, will be dipping into in weeks and months ahead. But it is a different scenario to anything we've ever seen before, okay? And there will be, I anticipate, a lot of terminology along the lines of economic recovery, economic stimulus package. We're already hearing these sorts of things. So to just keep that business owner's ear to the bigger, broader economic status, and it could be there's some interesting learnings from overseas celebrities as well and various other commentators that might not usually kind of come across your desk. I guess one guy, whilst he's not so much an economic, there's a couple of commentators whose words I really like listening to. They're not politicians, they're not economists, they're just, I believe, they're humans. Seth Godin could be worth subscribing to. Simon Sinek could be worth subscribing to. Roger James Hamilton is another guy that whose opinion I also value as well. And some of those newspapers that perhaps have a slightly more solid reputation than others as well. What we don't know is what physical distancing is going to be looking like as we come out of hibernation. And to be thinking already, and I certainly know my clients are buzzing on this already, what will it look like as we emerge from hibernation back into a staged approach to face-to-face rather than screen-to-screen services as well. And I know many a business owner who has kind of just looked at the 2020 calendar, myself included, looked at their 2020-2021 business plans and thought, wow, you know, some of this stuff has been totally accelerated into the immediate and done already. What might have taken a year or two has actually taken a month. Okay, so there's also a really good energy to be putting into recalibrating your business strategy and working with your business coaches and advisors to recalibrate your whole set of projects, your set of timelines as well. And that's not a bad thing. It could be a really good time for a bit of a health check on that in terms of what's now, what's next, maybe what is even never, as your priorities change as we're sitting through hibernation and ready to emerge again. I'm thinking that as business owners, that your thinking has changed remarkably across what have we had? We've had March and April, and we'll be heading into May shortly. I'm thinking that the way you think about yourself as a leader has possibly changed in all the very, very best ways, of course. I'm thinking about the way you perhaps view your practice managers and your customer service teams. They have, probably gone above and beyond to be part of the incredible repositioning that you have had to all do as a team. I'm also thinking that your view of clinical services might be different now. Your therapists and your assistants have had to kind of reposition themselves as well, and your thoughts on who has done what and when and where and why will have sharpened up your intel in terms of how your team members are working individually, but also how they are working collectively as well. And you might be sort of thinking a bit differently about that on that front as well. And then there's your wonderful clients and your referrers. They have also had to participate in this remarkable transformation as well. How did that go? How did that go? So I'm wanting to introduce this concept in this very long-winded podcast about business as new usual. So there's a business expression, you guys all know it, BAU, business as usual. I'm adding an N in there. Business as new usual. Business as next usual. You can muck around with that acronym as you see fit. And I'd love you, I know you're all busy, I know you've all got lots to do, but I would really love to drop this idea that you run an audit, run a checklist, run a review. Audit has sort of some triggering impact for some people. So to run a full review about how you as a business leader and a business owner managed the pandemic response in your business. And I'm going to suggest that you allocate quite a few hours to this, to really look back over your calendar, to look back over your notes, to look back all over your workflows, your meetings, the meeting minutes, the checklists, whatever it was that you had, because I am absolutely 1,000,000% confident there is an incredible amount of business intelligence. There's an incredible amount of business learning sitting in the activities that you have and that you have not done during the last couple of months. So consider it your own kind of retreat for one. We've had to cancel our gorgeous retreat, postpone it, sorry, till next year. But we're running a virtual conference in July. Heads up, sneaky little one-liner promo in there. So a retreat for one where you run a full review, a full debrief about how you and the crew repositioned for the pandemic during March and April, even May, if you is when you'll be listening to this as well. Do not think for a moment that it has been a wasted exercise on any front. It has been an absolutely accelerated course in business management and team leadership and developing systems for business success as well. So start to think about what that sort of full debrief might look like. What has gone really, really well for you across the last couple of months? What's gone well for you personally? What's gone well for the customer service team? What's gone well for the clinical team? What's gone well for customers? What's gone well for referrers? Then every silver lining has a little bit of a cloud. Many of you know, I like to call them flearnings, where you sort of have a little fail, but you learn a fortune. What has not gone great for you personally? What has not gone great for your practice manager, customer service team? What's not gone so great for your clinicians and assistants? And what's not gone so great for your customers and your referrers? Okay. It could be that there were gaps in your systems. Could be that your tech wasn't up to date. Could be that you've left some licenses and software licenses and memberships lapse. Could be that your workplace health and safety stuff was a little patchy in the policies and procedures. Perhaps your HR advice wasn't solid. Perhaps you didn't allocate time to read some of the financial kind of details coming from the government stimulus packages. Perhaps maybe your financials weren't up to scratch, so you didn't have great intel with which to be making financial decisions. I know that if you registered yes to any of them, you are totally not alone, okay? Our phones have been a ring, 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 and we have tried to help as many allied health business owners as we possibly can about shoring up some of those big foundations in business so that you are responsive and agile in repositioning going forward. Not to say we're going to have another pandemic. Well, maybe we will, but probably not anytime soon as well. Hi there, it's Kathy Love with a very, very brief interruption to your podcast listening. Just like you, our 2020 calendar pretty much got flipped on its head. But we are really pleased to be able to announce that we are bringing forward to July 24th our private practice online conference. And the focus for this event is accelerating business prosperity. We believe that there is so much good stuff that we will be able to bring forward into our business as new usual. And our speakers are committed to that. I'm committed to that. And the team is super excited to bring you amazing topics that will really get you focused on prosperity and a really solid strategy. So coming in to share their wisdom are Damien Adler from Power Diary, Darren Reich from Nookul, Yanni Sapanis from Power Diary, Natalie Hawker is coming in to update us on all the current HR legislation and requirements. Chantel Robards will be bringing us an update of NDIS. Who knows what will be coming over the NDIS line at this, across the new financial year. Got Mike Pollard, an accountant who specializes with medical and allied health professionals. We've also got some marketing specialists. Anna Osherov will be speaking about events. Letitia Gresh will be speaking about marketing mechanics and showing up online. I'm going to be on the Zoom screen as well with some really focused topics about reorienting service provision, team togetherness, more strategic marketing, getting into financials and high-octane leadership, which is certainly what we've seen through the pandemic phase and will be absolutely critical going forward post-virus as well. Somewhere very near this interruption and near this podcast will be more information about the private practice Practice Online Conference, Accelerating Business Prosperity. Your ticket is there with its name on it. It'll be the most remarkable investment. And as always, you will have access to all of the presentations for a couple of weeks afterwards. Always best to turn up live. We can't wait to see you later on in July. Make sure you get your ticket and we will see you all there. So what went well? What didn't go well? What was interesting? Okay, just an interesting comment. What surprised you? What delighted you? What sort of feedback did you gather? And then what are you going to do about this intelligence? What are you going to do about this intel and this information going forward? And this is where your business as new usual really comes into the forefront as well. What were your biggest learnings that you are absolutely going to bring forward into your new business future, into your new, into your revised adjusted business strategy, into your end of month, end of week, end of day activities to really tighten things up? And so many business owners are saying, oh my gosh, this has been such a business growth opportunity. It's been such a strengthening opportunity as well. And it has really got me looking under the hood and, quote, pulling my head out of the financial sand so that, yeah, it is only for the greater good of the business, the team, and ultimately your gorgeous clients as well. So this is an amazing opportunity to create your new business usual. Better still, create your new business future as well. And I guess some of the ideas that spring to mind that the business owners that I'm in touch with are kind of thinking about is that they're very much going to be reviewing their technology and potentially engaging some IT advice and IT maintenance on an ongoing basis, because they've just had that awareness that some of their tech was a bit suboptimal, along with their licenses and software as well. I know that there are many business owners out there who are now thinking about, well, wow, perhaps we don't need that extra set of rooms, that second, third, fourth site. Now we have what is a national network and a global network for online therapy services as well. So hence the reworking of the strategic business plan to have a think about where some opportunities are there as well. I know business owners are very much thinking about what their service delivery model will look like going forward and the role that online therapy will play in that with their clients. And they're anticipating that there will be quite a hybrid approach and quite an expanded menu of services that they can collaboratively build out and design with their current clients and most definitely their future clients coming in as well, that there will be a different emphasis on the necessity for face-to-face services because of this fast-tracked virtual experience everybody has had, that now there can be other ways of serving their clients' goals and outcomes for engaging in therapy. I would love to hear a dollar for every time I have heard the word automation, okay? So nothing beats having to work remotely to dial up your knowledge and your application, utilization, that's the word I wanted, your utilization of all things automation, okay? And this has been a real wake up for the number of human touch points that different parts of the business have needed as well. So automating of marketing activities, automation of quite a lot of the client onboarding and engagement kind of pieces as well, optimizing automation tools for social media, optimizing practice management software. So many people have found that there is so much more in there now that everybody needs to use it in a slightly different way as well. To be thinking about calendar bookings and how that online calendar bookings, how that can be optimized going forward, and on getting documents signed online, using video as an engagement technique, using email and video as engagement techniques with clients and referrers and so on. So there's a lot sitting in that tech automation piece that people perhaps have seen but not quite implemented under their own business roof as well. I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot more attention paid to having great HR advice in your pocket and to have great workplace health and safety policies and procedures and compliance measured going forward as well. I'm also anticipating that business meetings might look different as well. I think team meetings might look different. I think client-related meetings could look different as well. Certainly, as a business coach, I've been in virtual roundtables with business owners, and it's been great to be able to meet their bookkeeper and to meet their accountant and their HR rep and whoever it was that needed to be their practice manager around the table on that particular day. And whilst that's something that I kind of have done for years now, it's kind of new to many others. So to be able to zoom it up and bring business advisors together as well. I'm also anticipating that in the business as new usual across 2020 is there's going to be, and I hope, and I'm saying this with my fingers crossed, that there is going to be so much more financial diligence in people's sort of businesses. A lot more scrutiny, a lot more staying up to date, a lot more checking in on invoicing aged debtors, chasing debtors, preventing debtors as debt prevention. Many of you have heard me talk about that before, making sure that accounts are up to date, really getting committed to monthly profit and loss documentation, balance sheet documentation. And I think more business owners, allied health business owners, have hustled up cash flow forecasting tools in the last few weeks than ever before. Only adds to the financial confidence and the financial certainty that allied health business owners to have the finances squared away, to have great financial support in place as well. I think accountants have been probably on everybody's speed dial and have had more engagement with their clients. They should have. A good accountant has most definitely been in contact at least weekly during the last few weeks as well. And that's another one. Just so many businesses are changing accountants, so seems to be the year for it as well. Ultimately, though, I'm sort of expecting that allied health business owners will be way quicker for asking for help. Okay, asking for help from perhaps their family on whatever front, from their bookkeepers, from their accountants, that allied health business owners will be engaging differently with their professional associations for guidance, that they will be participating perhaps more actively in Facebook groups, but also getting that business support that they really, really need. This has just been such a pivotal pandemic moment all the cliches, uncharted waters, and to have a sounding board, to have industry insights, to have someone in your pocket, to have someone to set the sails with you, to really surf and thrive through these incredible times, absolutely amazing. So to ask for help. I know I've certainly reached out to my team, I've reached out to my mentors, my accountants, my financial advisors, marketing advisors, we have really kind of glued it together exponentially. We have a very, very tight team here at Naked Consulting. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. We have absolutely doubled
up. For show notes and other resources,
that is the experience please that I really wish for allied health business owners to have their advisory team.
While you are there, you
call.
Can subscribe
absolutely
to future episodes and continue your business adventure with
in
me.
In some ways,
and
I
please
sort of
be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and
down
colleagues.
Off the adrenaline and
the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. Starting is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. As we will, in weeks to come out of business hibernation into economic systems that are different to what we saw in February, social systems that are different, global systems and organisations and the planet that is very different to from when we left it in sort of February. So a very, very new business landscape emerging, and I really wish for allied health business owners to totally not just survive this, but to really thrive this, and that just might take a little bit of extra asking and a little bit of different sort of business thinking. So that is my thoughts on it. You guys all know where I am. You guys all know where to get a power call with me. We're going to be bringing in extra mastermind, business owners mastermind groups in May and June to kind of cope with this demand and to ensure that allied health business owners have got the support that they want and need to work through the hibernation and back into the business as new usual. We have also got our virtual conference, which is at the end of July. So save that date and hustle up for some tickets on that front. Alrighty, stay well. At the end of the day, that is the absolute biggest message, isn't it? Stay well, and reach out if you need a conversation. Okay, see you then.